So I went to a labor Zionist Jewish socialist summer camp in the early 90s. And if you didn't go to one of those sorts of camps, it's like hippy-dippy camp is sort of what that means. There weren't a lot of, we didn't have a lot of things. We didn't have a lake. We had a stream. We didn't have any fancy archery equipment or anything like that. We had like overgrown sports fields and that sort of thing. And what it led to is a lot of the way that we engaged with each other was through like just coming up with stuff to do. And the counselors were sort of the same attitude. And my age group was at camp at a strange point in time. We were at the end of sort of like the chaotic 80s where camp was very much sex and drugs, and sort of at the beginning of camp into like the millennial time where it's camp. So there was a deviance in us, and the administration both did not like that deviance because it's sort of frowned upon, but they appreciated it because, you know, 10 years earlier, 5 years earlier, they were doing much more deviant things and really enjoying it. So one thing that my group liked to do is at camp there was this idea called raids. And what a raid is, you go out of your bunk at night, you sneak into someone else's bunk, and you do something mean. And when we were little at camp, it could be, it was never too destructive, but it was like you might come in with a box of Oreos and you take all the cream out and you put toothpaste in and you leave it there for them. Or you bring like a giant ball of yarn and you tie it to all the beds and make like a giant spider web and sneak out. And the people who were running camp didn't like us doing raids, so they told us that we couldn't do any more raids unless we wanted to do nice raids, which was like, you wake people up with a box of cookies. Yeah, cookies. Or you wake people up with some ice cream. Yeah, ice cream. Or you wake people up with ice cream and cookies. It's like, that's not why you do a raid. You do a raid because you want to get away with doing something bad. That's why you do it. And you want to, it's, there's something to that, especially when you're like 12, 13. So we came up with a raid that I'm very proud of to this day, and I wanted to tell you what it was because I think it rides the line perfectly between appropriate, it's like non-aggressive deviance, and it's wonderful. So here's what you do. You sneak in. So also, to know at my camp, we were allowed to write our names and stuff on the wall so you could see like, oh, this guy went to camp like 10 years ago. Like, here's my dad's name from a while ago. So it was okay to do that. You'd sneak into a cabin, and you would paint a white square on the wall, like 1 foot by 1 foot, and that's it. You leave. 2 days later, 2 nights later, you come in and you repaint that square yellow. And then you leave. And then you wait a couple more days. You wait like 4 or 5 days. And then you come in and you paint it black and you paint a little white square inside it. So it's very noticeably different. And then you just wait. And the wonderful thing about this prank is that as a 12-year-old, it forces you to appreciate patience because you don't really see the chaos that you're causing, but you know that at least one of those kids is looking at that wall every day. And he's asking people about it, and they don't know. And you're creating that wonderful sort of like twisted nature that can come out at camp, and you're doing it in a way that isn't terribly hurtful. So there you go. That's a good prank. Try it at camp.